If your financial planner just kept losing you money year after year after year, even when the Dow Jones and the S&P are up 20% a year, when you finally say, okay, enough's enough, I've lost enough money. Well, that's what I want to basically talk to you guys about today. If you're looking to buy a house, or maybe you bought that first house, what do you do now? How do you monitor rates? Or if you're trying to buy that house, how do you really figure out, can I afford that home? So what I did over the weekend is I did AI. I basically ran a report through ChatGPT, Gemini, and Claude. And I said, whose forecast provides us the most detailed information? And that's what we really want to focus in on. So in today's video, I'm going to explain to you guys what the heck's going to go on with mortgage rates today. I'm going to show you the whys behind it. But the most important thing is I'm going to show you who you need to follow if you're trying to figure out what's going on with real estate, housing, and these things over through here. So folks, my name is Dan Freo. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage advisor. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you need some help out with a mortgage after this video, I'd love to help you out. I'll give you all my information at the end because you're here for these. So let's get to it. So the bond market today, flat. Flat as a pancake. So as a mortgage advisor, I watch this chart right through here. If you look at that number up there, it's zero. So all you have to understand, if the number's green, that means mortgage rates are going to get better. If they're red, they're going to get worse. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. So today, really nothing. There was really no economic news. Now, tomorrow I'm going to go through some of the economic news that's coming in. We got the Case-Shiller telling us what home prices have done over the last year or so. And I'm going to show you how a lot of analysts got that wrong. But the first thing I want to do is I want to go over and explain to you guys what's going on with this bond market, what's going on with interest rates. And the biggest culprit right now you really have to follow is right through here. This oil number right over there. That's basically what the markets are focused in on. They're laser focused in on what oil does. If oil price goes low, well, the markets are going to rally. Mortgage rates are going to get better because that's better for inflation. And you're seeing right through here, it's up $1.27. So it's at $70.50. But the markets are rallying. Why? Well, I think we finally have a resolution here. Iran over the weekend, they did their thing about bombing another ship. And then we went in and, you know, exploded a few of their places. And I think that finally did it. And they're coming back to the table now saying, okay, let's make an agreement. So it's going to be dependent on oil and if Iran plays by the rules. So as oil goes up, well, rates are going to go up and the markets are going to deteriorate. If oil goes down $70 a barrel or lower, the markets are going to continue to rally. Why they're rallying right now is oil was $120 a barrel about 30 days ago. Now it's hitting $70. We keep getting below $70, and that's a good entry point right through there. So let's get over right now. Oil's doing well. The other markets are probably faring well as well. We got the Dow Jones up 300 points, the NASDAQ up 500 points. So the markets keep hitting yet another record high. Remember back right before the war started, we hit the Dow Jones, hit 50,000, and then went down to like 46,000. Everybody kept saying, okay, here's the crash we kept predicting. Now, if you got out, you lost a lot of money because now the Dow Jones is all the way up to 52,000. So that is great news if you got money invested into this. Let's see where cryptocurrency is going for the day. It's even good there with $60,000. I'm not a real fan of crypto right now, but let's get to the other pieces of the economy, that especially the economic news coming in this week that's going to play a role in these things, and I'm going to explain to you how and why. So tomorrow we're going to get a report, and it says right through here, S&P/CS, and this is going to go month over month and then year over year. What is this? Well, basically, this is what home prices are doing. Okay, so tomorrow what we're going to get is what they're doing month over month. The last reading, believe it or not, home prices were up 1%. Well, year over year, they're expected to come in about up 0.8%. I've been calling that for years. So if you're trying to look at forecasts, how'd I do over the last few years? Well, let me fast forward real quick. We'll get to the economic news in a second. But I want to show you guys what I did over the weekend. I was like, okay, I'm going to get ready for my mid-year forecast. So each year in January, I come out and give you my forecast. Then mid-year, I try to come out and say, okay, let's grade ourselves on how this is going because I want to make sure I'm giving you correct information as well. And if we need to make tweaks, we'll make tweaks. So what I did this weekend is I ran an analysis through ChatGPT. Then I was like, okay, that's pretty interesting. And I was surprised. Then I went and ran it through Gemini and it backed up the data. And then I'm like, okay, I got to run this through Claude before I really come out and provide you the details. So then I ran through Claude and all of them unanimously came in and said, this one entity, this one website, this one social media platform is the number one ranked when it comes to housing value predictions on rates and where payments are going and all that stuff. Who is it? Well, I'm surprised it was me. So what I did over the weekend is I ran all these reports. I'm like, okay, who's been the most accurate when it comes to forecasting, when it comes to home prices, what's going on with bond yields, what's going on with mortgage rates, what's going on with payments, affordability. Take all these into consideration and run a report. What came back, and here's the information it came back with. It says down through here, Dan Frio, me, I ranked the top at 8.8 ranking on all these websites. So if you go through here, these are major players in the game too. You look at Housing Wire. I mean, these are all the entities that I go for advice. Redfin, Zillow, Fannie Mae, Realtor.com, Homes.com, Barry Habib. He's the guru when it comes to the mortgage industry. That's who we turn to. Then you have those social media platforms out there like Reventure Capital. That's Nick. He's been predicting a housing crash forever. And then you have NARS, the National Association of Realtors. So if you compile all their data, it's saying, well, I came up with the most accurate information. Well, I looked into this more and said, well, what did I get right? My guess is it, what did they get wrong? Many of them said the housing market's going to crash. Strike one. Many of them says, you know, housing affordability is going to be out of control. People are going to dump into foreclosures, all this mayhem, and nothing of that really occurred. Prices stayed steady in most cases. Some areas saw some depletion, but if you were in Austin, for example, you might have had a 15-18% reduction in your values. Well, if nationally we have home prices up 1%, that means another entity or another area in the country offset Austin. So if you look at it overall, the market's been just completely flat as a pancake. What I'm predicting is, well, let's get over to my forecast, what I'm advising my clients to do right now. That's probably why you're here. And then we'll get back to the calendar because I can show you more data that's coming in this week and how that's going to affect that bond price that we were looking at. So if we go over to my expectations, what I'm advising my clients at this time, we're getting a lot of contracts in right now. And the holiday season's upon us, so more and more people are going to be buying. What are we doing with them? We're locking you in. And here's why. I don't want you to go through, you know, we got you approved, and now we quoted your payments before you put that contract in. Now you got the contract. Now you're expecting that payment. So if I don't deliver that payment, rates go up a 0.25% with a drone strike, or maybe the Strait of Hormuz closing, your payment goes up $200, you can't afford that house, I'm going to be in big trouble. But if we lock in, you're going to be safe. Okay, so let's say mortgage rates plunge from here. Well, the good news is I work with 40 other lenders, so we can move your loan to a different location if rates plunge. But here's my expectation. If you're looking to buy maybe in 2-3 months, you're looking to build, I think you're in good shape. Watch oil and watch my channel over there for my forecast. Now, if you're a homeowner right now, what do you do? Well, go to my website, the rate update right through here. It's therateupdate.com. If you're a homeowner right now, plug your mortgage information right up through there. It's called RateWatch 2.2. I want two big pieces of information on you. What interest rate or mortgage rate would you be interested in refinancing? What we'll do is we'll call you, we'll text you, we'll email you, we'll go through the numbers, see if it makes sense. But if it does, we'll move forward. But we can also put in there how much of a monthly savings you would want. So you put in there, Dan, my monthly payment right now is $2,200. And we're going to run amortization schedules and all this in the back end. And we can save you $200 a month, $300, $500 a month. We'll call you, text you, email you to make sure we track you down, to make sure we lock in to take advantage of those savings. But if you're trying to go out there and trying to see who's got the best rate out there, well, if you've already done your shopping, you went over there, they pulled your credit, ruined your credit, got back with you with quotes, and nice. Still don't know what to do, I'll load your loan estimate right in there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a video back within hours to make sure we were accurate and go over, you know, what our fees would be and what our rate would be. And if we can beat that other lender on both those, I'm hoping to win you as a client. But you might be out there right now just drowning in debt. You know, put your information right into here, the debt relief tab. If you got some equity in your house, it'll allocate it, and AI is going to do this. And it's going to help you say, okay, if I want to pay off all these bills and, you know, bring down those payments as much as I can, this program's going to fit for you. But you might say, okay, I don't have that much debt. How can I pay off my house as quick as I can? Well, that program is going to be good for you. So this is all the information we provide for you. So let's go back to the news. I'm going to show you what's coming down the pike the rest of this week, and then we're going to go back to the bond market to see where that's heading for the day. So the Case-Shiller Index tomorrow is coming out saying, okay, most likely home prices are going to go up. I'm going to say this is going to be right on the button. I'm saying houses are flat as a pancake right now until we get rates down in the 5% range. Then you're going to start seeing a lot of activity. You're also going to get the JOLTS Index coming out tomorrow. That gives us a little bit of a bead on the employment markets. Then on Wednesday, we're going to get the ADP report. That's really going to tell us what the employment market looks like. And then Thursday, we're going to get the unemployment rate, average hourly earnings. We're going to get a slew of information this week in regards to the employment numbers. Now, I'm not seeing the employment numbers at a real detriment right now to the economy. So I'm saying watch two things. And if you want to watch two things only, if you're trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going to go, number one is oil. Wherever oil goes, that's taking inflation. So if it goes up, inflation's going up, taking interest rates with it. If oil goes down, the same thing in the opposite direction is going to happen. The other thing, number two, is watch my channel because I've been ranked number one when it comes to forecasting real estate. And tomorrow, I'm even going to do an analysis on all the YouTube influencers, everything out there. These big names out there like Stephen Graham and ReVenture Capital and those companies, and show you where I rank among those guys. Was I at the top or was I at the bottom? So right now, the bond market, to conclude this, it is up 2 ticks. It's green. That's good news, but it's not big enough to really move the markets. We need a plus 10 or more to really get lower interest rates. So rates right now, they're staying steady at the 6.52. If you want to track these rates, make sure you go to my website right through here. Hit mortgage rates. This chart's going to come up. It's going to give you all the rates that are published all the way from the 30-year fixed to FHA and VA. The primary drivers behind it, it's going to give you that chart that we just went over, as well as the 10-year treasury. The most important news of the day, and like I said today, there's really no news. It's going to give you what that news is doing to rates. Since there's no news, nothing's really going on. It's also going to give you my most recent podcast. And the cool thing is, we just added down here at the bottom, what are all the predictions markets saying the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting? Kalshi's saying there's a 98% chance they're going to hold. Poly markets are saying there's a 80% chance the Federal Reserve is going to hold. I'm saying there's a 100% chance the Fed's not going to do anything. So that's it for today, folks. So check out my blog on theRateUpdate.com to see where I rank among all those out there when it comes to forecasting. And now hopefully you understand a little bit more of what's going on with these, and also where you need to go to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless you. Have a fantastic evening. I'll see you here at the opening bell to figure out what's going to go on with these tomorrow and the whys behind it. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.